This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Lift it, load it, grade it, grind it, move it, haul it, rig it, dig it, crane works, loader works, rental works, yeah! The big dog's got it!
Paul Feinbaum on the Roundtable is brought to you by Craneworks. Lift it, buy it, rent it, the big dog's got it. And now, Paul Feinbaum.
Feinbaum joins us every single Monday at 7, courtesy of Craneworks. Hello, Paul, how are you today?
Good morning, guys. I think we finally made it.
We're almost there, you're right. There are a lot of places we want to go with you right now. Let's start with what could potentially be the biggest story of the day, that, I guess, artificial 14-day deadline expires today, even though Ohio State has kind of dialed that back. Do you anticipate any news out of the Urban Meyer saga today?
I really don't, but then again, since this started, Ryan, we're all just throwing things up in the air and hoping they stick. So, I mean, if I understand it correctly, the committee, the six-person committee, turned in its report sometime between yesterday and this morning to the president. Presumably, he then calls a meeting of the board of trustees, and at some point, he makes a recommendation. So, could in a perfect world, could they do it all today? Yeah, I mean, it's only the most important story going in Ohio, but. Knowing how university presidents work, I'm sure he had a meeting today with the Fine Arts Committee about which portrait to put up at the new unveiling of the Student Center. So, I mean, I really don't know, but we're going to have a decision very soon. I will say that.
Paul, I know this might sound weird. Urban Meyer going into year 7 is 73-8, but is there a possibility that maybe he's underachieved with only one national championship in Columbus?
Urban Meyer has underachieved at Ohio State, and I know that Ohio State fans will naturally react to that, but Ohio State fans react to the wind blowing if they don't like the direction it's going. But, you know, you factor in his entire record, and, yeah, he was dealt somewhat of a bad hand by Gene Smith, who took – remember, he took the bowl – they went to a bowl game during the interim year instead of going ahead and wiping it off, which would have allowed Urban Meyer to possibly compete for the national championship his first year. So then move to 2013. All they have to do is finish the game. I think it's against Michigan State in the Big Ten championship game. And they play, instead of Auburn, they play Florida State for the national championship. That's one. They pulled it off in 2014. But in 2015, not winning the national championship was one of the bigger choke jobs of the modern college football playoff era. They had the best team in the country in 2015, and Urban couldn't see it through his skull to give the ball to Ezekiel Elliott on a rainy day in Columbus against Michigan State. They blew that game, another championship gone, and yeah, I think you can figure it out since then. The 31-0 loss to Clemson last year, they blew it with the 31-point loss. And don't ask me or act like I've studied the Ohio State program, because I have, and that, there it is. I mean, Lance, that was an easy question.
Feinbaum's with us. Day 20 of the Urban Meyer saga continues in Columbus. More on that if news breaks. Now to Nick Saban, making every beat reporter in Tuscaloosa use the poop emoji on Saturday. It's that time at camp where you usually get a fiery Nick Saban, but these injuries, Paul, this is starting a little earlier than normal for Alabama.
Jim, everyone gets injuries. It just seems like Alabama has seemingly received these injuries or gotten these injuries on the same position the last 2 years. And it's disheartening, because that is the linebacker core is a critical part. But it does, unfortunately, come with camp. And, you know, Georgia lost to one of its top running backs the other day. Other players go down. With Alabama, I think our audience seems to cringe a little bit more, because we know these players so intimately. And as far as what Saban said, I never heard that phrase used quite like that. But then again, Nick Saban has a different lingo than the rest of us. And I don't mean to rain on Saban on this fine August morning, but don't blame the media for creating his roster. He's created it by recruiting better than any coach in the history of the game over the last 10, 11 years. And I think the expectations are that Alabama has, five five stars at every position, and they usually do. And but that's a creation by Nick Saban and his staff, not by anyone else.
I've never heard it used, that phrase, about linebackers. My dad once told me you couldn't get money that way either.
Well, yeah, we didn't talk like that now.
Paul Feinbaum joins us each week from the SEC Network and ESPN. You'll hear him on our station 2 to 6 this afternoon. Thanks to our friends at Craneworks for bringing us Feinbaum, by the way, the group to call for crane and equipment rental, a fixture on our show, and that big dog is a fixture on our city skyline. Look, I mean, I believe that way, Paul. I mean, he was, you're right, don't blame the media, but I do believe that it's next man up at Alabama, that it may not be just as good, the next guy, but he's probably better than most other guys.
Well, Ryan, we saw it last year, and yeah, did it probably cost Alabama down the stretch? I'm sure Auburn fans don't want to hear that Alabama's injury situation was their problem when they lost. They had a banged-up running back, which may have cost them a national championship run, but that's just the way it goes, and yeah, you hate it. I mean, I there's nothing that drives me or probably you guys up the wall more than an injury in camp, whether it's the NFL, whether it's college, high school. It just doesn't matter. I mean, you understand if you get hurt in the fourth game of the year, but when you can't even, when you don't make it to the first game, you start really taking a long look. And I don't think there's anyone to blame. These injuries happen, but I think it's more painful now versus later.
The big story is still the perceived quarterback battle. I think we all know, Paul, who the quarterback is ultimately going to be. When do you think we see Jalen Hurts against Louisville, though?
I think pretty early. And again, I wasn't at practice, although, like you guys, I was keeping up with it in real time. And I couldn't hardly do anything Saturday afternoon. I was getting so many reports. By the way, my phone just got subpoenaed by Saban. It sounded to me, being a couple hundred miles away, that Jalen had a really good scrimmage. But that's good. I think what that did was prolong the inevitable. But I think Saban is very cognizant of everyone talking about this, and nothing would surprise me when it came to the actual starting quarterback in that game. I think we all know who the starting quarterback for this team is, but Nick Saban can have some fun. I think you'll see. I would predict you'll see Jalen in there in the first quarter.
I really want to know what you think of this Candid Coaches series that CBSSports.com has done. Others have done it. Athlon does it. And they were asking the most overrated and underrated coaches, 25 of the 129 active coaches. And one of them basically says Nick Saban cheats. I'll read the quote for you, Paul. If you had the number one recruiting class in the country every year, you'd win like Nick Saban. He shows up at every single game with a better roster than the teams he's playing. If you count cheating and getting the best players in the country as part of running the program, he's the best in the country. What did you think of that?
I thought it was completely outrageous. And I'm not going to go Will Muschamp here and say, don't hide behind anonymous sources. Because, hey, I mean, those things are fun. But Nick Saban's program has been scrutinized by every organization, by every being in this country, over the last 11 years since he showed up here in 2007. And, throwing the cheating card out is just simply a specious claim that has no bearing, has no merit. I frankly think there's not an ounce of truth to it. First of all, there are programs that cut corners, and we see them every day. But Nick Saban's program doesn't have to do that. Yeah, there are always gray lines, and you can get very close to that line. And I have no doubt that every program that competes at that level goes too fast sometimes. But to make a claim like that, I've got my own idea, and I'm sure you guys do too, of who that person is. And I think it would probably be just as outrageous for me to make that allegation because I have no idea. But that would be a lot of fun to try to pin down the most envious coach in the country of Nick Saban. I wonder who that is.
He is Paul Feinbaum, and he joins us courtesy of Craneworks. All right, before you go, we're going to get you to give us your playoff teams. Now, we got to do it now because the games start this Saturday, and we can't allow you to see Rice and Hawaii and Colorado State.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to know the outcome of those games, Paul, so we can't allow that. So we're going to need you to go on the record right now.
Yeah. I mean, this is something that everyone has to do, and thank goodness I haven't had to do it until now. I'll go Alabama, Clemson, Georgia, Ohio State.
Two
those
again.
My four, and I have Alabama winning it all.
All right. So Paul goes Alabama, Clemson, Georgia, Ohio State, with Alabama taking the crown.
I think I put Ohio State fourth just because I really want to see an Alabama-Ohio State game.
Well, you might get to do that. Ryan Day versus Nick Saban.
Feinbaum picks Alabama to win it all.
I don't know who will be coaching for Ohio State, but it will be fun.
Paul, thank you. Have a great week. We'll see you next Monday.
Thanks, guys. See you then.
All right, man. It will be game week the next time, Paul.
Where college football never ends.
The kick is good! Auburn wins! 22-19! The Auburn Tigers are on top of the college football world.
The Jocks Roundtable with LT, Dunaway, and Brown.